Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Well, six home games for the Mercer County Golden Eagle football program here in the fall of 2022. That means six performances by the Marching Eagles. And we get a chance to visit with a member of the Marching Eagles, plays clarinet. That's Mia Ward. All right, what about that? Six marching band performances. What's that like in a senior year for you?
Well, that's super fun because usually we don't have that many opportunities to be able to get out there and perform and march on the field. So that's super exciting. We're all super happy about that.
So that means how many different numbers do you have to prepare for?
We have 11 this year because we usually play two per game and then three for the homecoming game.
All right. So what's been the favorite so far where you've performed and what still lies ahead here for the remainder of the season? And mind you, you could have some more performances if there's some home playoff games.
That is true. So far, I really liked the first game because we played Wooly Bully and Barbara Ann, and I thought that was super fun. I was super excited to start the marching band season, and I'm also really looking forward to senior night this year because we're going to play some really fun songs.
All right, and I know this past Friday night I was down there with the United game, and they played Rick James, Super Freak from the 1980s. I'm like, man, they really pulling out the great ones here in 2022. So what about kind of marching band and, you know, 100 some odd kids get to participate? How fun is it?
I find it really fun. It's great that all of us kids, like, no matter what we're all in band, and we get to perform together and cheer together in the stands. So it's always really fun.
Denby Award plays the clarinet in the Mercer County Marching Eagles, so a kid that loves music, and I know the community, I think, appreciates the music program at Mercer County High School. Why do you think music is such a big deal in this school district, and why do you think there's such great support for the program?
Well, first off, I think that music is a great way for everyone to get involved, and we've really developed our program throughout the past years and raised our numbers. We've gotten funds to have a better program, and we can do so much. Like, we play at the games for football and basketball. We also have concerts, and I just think it's a great way for everyone to get involved in the community.
All right, you're a jazz band kid too. So what's involved with that? That's separate outside of, you know, marching band stuff. So tell us a little bit about your role there.
Well, this is actually going to be my first year in jazz band. I learned to play trumpet over the summer, so I'm super excited that I was given the opportunity to play. It's separate from marching band, but it's still really fun, just a smaller group of kids playing together.
I know this is a kid that's been busy, and I know I've talked to you before because you're a cross-country kid, and then you've been involved in some of the school productions, whether they're plays or musicals. And I asked you, you know, I said, what about the fall play? And you told me, and this is so great, you said, my schedule's too busy this year, and I'm so bummed I can't be in the fall play. But we're hoping you're back at it maybe for the spring musical. But you enjoy the drama program at Mercer County High School too, but just a little bummed you're too busy to participate this fall.
Definitely. I love being involved in the theater program, and it's grown. And it's just an amazing program. I'm super bummed, like I said, that I can't be in the play, but I will definitely be in the musical this spring.
All right, show choir too, you do that, you told me? So
I do.
So what's involved in show choir? Explain to our listening audience. And I probably should make you sing a show tune while you're on the air too. Maybe not, though.
Well, for show choir, we have an audition group. We're holding auditions this Friday for it, and we get together Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 7 and rehearse music together.
So do you know what the number is for the audition or not?
No, we have to do sight singing for it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, good luck with that on Friday. All right. So tell us about, so we talked about the Marching Eagles, right? Tell us about the Running Eagles, the cross country program. How have things been going here in the fall for you in that sport?
Things have been going very well for both teams so far, I think. We've placed pretty good places in all the meets. Our past meet, both the girls' team and boys' team got second. So right now we're right on the outside looking at going to state. So we're really close, and I think that we can make it again this season.
So you're making so Mia Ward, if Jim Taylor says Mia Ward, you're making the most of your senior year, you would say, heck yes, I am. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Well, you keep enjoying it. Love the work of the Marching Eagles. They're awesome. And the cross-country program doing good things. So enjoy the rest of the fall.
All righty. Thank you so much.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.